In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hello?
Let's talk about the film Immaculate. This is the latest film from Sydney Sweeney. Quick story about this one. This film was actually one of Sydney Sweeney's first auditions. The film ultimately then went dark and they weren't able to make it. Years later, Sydney Sweeney found the writer and said, hey, let's make this movie. Let's find a director, financier, distributor, all of that. And here we are today with Sydney Sweeney's Immaculate, now releasing, directed by Michael Mohan. Now, this is one of those films that we got the chance to see last week at South by Southwest with a full crowd. And I think this is one of those films that with a crowd, it is definitely going to be a fun time. It is going to be a midnight classic, just as Cuckoo is as well, which we talked about in our review. And we also have a review for Immaculate. So if you don't want spoilers, that's the video to go watch over there. But we're talking full spoilers here, the ending and all of that, and what exactly that ending is going to be. One of the most shocking endings in a bit. So this film basically deals with Cecilia, played by Sydney Sweeney, who goes to this new church and they are going to take their vows as a nun, all of this. And there they meet with this father named Saul. And they're there as their interpreter and everything because Cecilia doesn't know Italian. So they're just trying to get everything good for them. Cecilia makes friends with a nun there named Gwen and kind of has a frenemy in another nun named Isabella. As we see that Cecilia starts to become more accustomed to everything going on here in the church, we eventually see that things start going bad and creepy and just plain out weird. As we see that Cecilia has become pregnant, although there was never any sort of relation she had or anything like that, and the church tries to say, you know what, this is a miracle, almost like they are the Virgin Mary, and say they're going to protect the child and all of this. Cecilia, of course, is weirded out by all of the things that the church is doing. They're like dressing her up, they're really treating her like this saint, and they're not entirely sure how they even got pregnant as well. We see that Isabella, the nun who was kind of like already not liking Cecilia from the beginning, gets pissed one day and tries to drown Cecilia, and even says that that should have been them who was the one that got pregnant. Cecilia gets a little confused about all of this, and then one day we see that Isabella gets taken, and then later on in the day she is like jumping off a roof and dies. And so Gwen, who is Cecilia's friend, sees this as weird and just like not gonna keep hush anymore. She starts shouting, screaming at everybody that this is weird, and eventually says that she is done with everything. We see that she is taken and we never see her for a bit until one day we see that Cecilia ventures out and sees that Gwen's tongue is being cut out by the Mother Superior. And this is definitely the beginning of Cecilia knowing, I gotta get out of here. Things are not looking good. So one day she pretends that she is having like all of this bleeding and stuff like that, and the church believes the baby's in danger. So they start driving her to the hospital, and then one of the other mothers finds that Cecilia was just using like animal blood to pretend. She tries to escape when she notices that everybody has now uncovered the truth about the animal blood and that she's not really bleeding herself. But then we see that the father and the others grab her and take her back to the church. We now see Cecilia on their last trimester as they are about to give birth, and we see that the father is pretty much adamant on having this baby for Cecilia, and they are becoming more and more obsessed. Cecilia manages to sort of escape at one point, and then she stumbles upon a laboratory, and that's when we find the truth about Cecilia's pregnancy and what it means. It turns out that Sal, who had said earlier in the film that they were a biologist, doctor, before they were actually a father, and they have been passionate about Jesus' DNA, and that's something we saw earlier in the film, is that the church has one of the nails that was used to crucify Jesus, and so the father actually took some of the DNA and tried to make a fetus out of it. And they have been trying for 20 years now to create a fetus of Jesus and sort of reincarnate Jesus, if you will, and they had never been a successful thing until Cecilia now. And so they are going to have Cecilia have this baby no matter what it takes. Cecilia, of course, is just not going to do this. This is just weird, wrong, and just something that she does not want. As she tries to burn the laboratory as well as Sal in it, and eventually we see that Sal kind of survives that, but is very disfigured now, as him and Cecilia have this chase in these catacombs of sorts. And that's when Cecilia sees Gwen's body there with the tongue cut out, and she tries to escape, but Sal manages to get to her. But Cecilia has a weapon hidden and is eventually able to overtake the father as she escapes the church. Now see that she is not going to be able to make it until she gives birth, and she eventually does give birth to something. We don't get to see exactly what that is. We hear some cries and all of this, and Cecilia is taken aback by what she sees, so we can only imagine what this looks like. And Cecilia of course knows that this is not right, that there is something completely immoral and wrong about it all. So she grabs the largest rock she can find and she just smashes as it cuts to black. And that is the ending of Immaculate right there. So I definitely do think that this is one of those wild endings. And let me tell you, everybody at South By just screaming, just in total shock about this. And nothing could have prepared us for what this ending was going to be. I did not see that coming at all. I really wasn't entirely sure what Immaculate was going to be or what it was going to feel like. But this definitely was one of those films that I think just got better as it went. And it started off kind of weak in my opinion. But this film's ending is just going to be one of those talked about things. Why did Cecilia do what Cecilia did? I think that honestly, it is just a very weird thing to be told that you're supposedly carrying a Jesus reincarnation in you, and you don't know exactly how this is going to turn out. Is this something that was going to be evil that was inside of them? Like, what exactly was going to be the purpose of this child once it was born? I think Cecilia herself was just thinking, this is just wrong and I need to put an end to this. This is just not right. Like, what exactly was this doctor doing even? That's the biggest thing here, that we don't even know what the doctor had created in that lab and put into Cecilia. So it definitely was, I think, in Cecilia's best interest and the world maybe for Cecilia to stop all of this madness. And that is one of the reasons as well we saw Cecilia burn the laboratory. And I think that also Cecilia taking that step further and pretty much killing whatever came out of her also was a big step for her. Overall, I think the film really does dive deep into just how crazy and immoral religion can get, and sort of how it's become this thing where it's trying to take over Cecilia's life and her body and all of that. And I think that we definitely see a lot of that in the final act of this film, which I enjoy a lot more than I do the rest of the film. I think if the whole film just felt like that final act and really pushed those boundaries, I think it would have been a film I enjoy the most. But yeah, definitely Cecilia had to do what she had to do, especially with that whole thing with the child maybe not coming out right, it seems, because of what the doctor was doing, and just from the facial expressions that Cecilia has as well. And I think it is one of those endings that everybody's going to be talking about. We're going to be seeing discussions, and I think it's probably going to make it into some national level because a lot of people are going to be pissed as well. We're going to see that for sure. But I love the bold take. I love the risk that the director and Sydney Sweeney take with that, and the writer. So we'll definitely talk more about it if y'all want, but let me know what you think about the ending of Immaculate and what did you think about it. But pretty much, yeah, I think Sister Cecilia just did not want anything to do with this. It felt wrong. It was immoral. It was just downright non-ethical, really. But let me know your thoughts and opinions on the ending of Immaculate, if you enjoyed the film or not. And check out our review. We gave Immaculate like a 3.7. We thought it was a fun film. We thought that there was a lot in that ending, but we just thought it was a little weak at the beginning. But overall, great film, amazing, and disturbing ending. Let us know your thoughts and opinions. Make sure you follow us for all the things you love. We're on the road to 30,000 subscribers, so make sure you hit that subscribe button, notification bell, all that good stuff. And also follow us on our website, www.culturalixir.com. As always, stay safe, stay positive.